it's me, Pee Wee Herman. Welcome to my radio show. Are you listening? Hello? Hello? Is this thing on? I'm coming to you live from KCRW's studio at Santa Monica City College, not to name drop, in Santa Monica, California. I'd like to give a big shout out also to my listeners in Antelope Valley and Mojave. Hello! I'm so excited to be living out my dream of becoming a disc jockey. I must confess to you personally, as my very close friends, I was worried I'd be too big since jockeys are so short and records are even smaller than horses. So imagine my relief when I found out the disc jockeys don't actually ride the records. They just play them. Who knew? Certainly not me. This is my very first show, and you are my very first listeners. You're so lucky. I'm going to play you some of my all-time favorite songs at this time. Here's the first one. La 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 la. That's where I would try to yodel, but anyway, want to hear another one? Was that a no? Too bad. La 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 la. They all sort of sound like Christmas carols. Mm-hmm, na na na, through the snow, la 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 la, we go. That one was a classic in my very humble opinion. Just kidding. Or am I? I'm going to play you some of my real favorite songs from some of my real favorite artists. It's all very, very real. And to kick things off, here's a track from the godfather of soul himself, Mr. James Brown. Besides being a one-of-a-kind, amazing, unbelievable singer, Brown was a revolutionary dancer. When he would get too tired on stage, an assistant would drape a magical cape over him and restore his power of dance. Whilst on a European tour in 1970, James Brown and members of his band first encountered a garment they had never seen before. As an ode to these shortest of shorts, the following song was written, and it had a part two and a part three, certainly making it much longer than even the longest pair of hot pants! Hot pants! Hey! Hot pants! Smoking hot pants! Smoking that hot pants! That fur is at the that fur is at. Take your minds up on it look much better time. My feet will keep going. Girl, blowing my mind. Thinking of losing that funky feeling, don't. Cause you got to use what you got to get just what you want. Hey, ha. Hot pants. Hey, hot pants. Smoking. Hot pants make you sure of yourself. Good God, you won't like. You got the only love left. Hey, so brother. That was Hot Pants by the godfather of soul, James Brown. I only like to play half the songs. I get so excited for the next song that all of a sudden, I am ready to move on.
Hey, Pee-wee.
Oh, I would like to introduce you to some of the greatest friends anyone could ever have who are here in the studio with me right this very minute. Please welcome Cherry.
Hi, everybody.
Magic Screen.
Howdy.
Terry.
So excited to be here.
Globy.
I'm over here.
Pleased to be here, Pee-wee.
Yo, Conky.
Hiya, Pee-wee. I'm here, too.
Welcome, Randy.
I like all these buttons. What's this one do?
Don't touch that. Randy, no! Oh. Stop that!
Randy!
Wow! Hey, what does this button do?
Randy, stop now!
Sorry!
Here's a very long story I'd like to tell you very slowly. When I first heard this next tubular song, Superfly, I thought it was about either a pair of pants with an incredibly long zipper or an insect that was so big it ate people who thought they were too good for bug spray. But I was wrong on both accounts. Hard to believe, but true. Nonetheless, here he is, one of my all-time favorite artists, with one of my all-time favorite songs, Curtis Mayfield, with Superfly.
Pee-wee? People want to hear the whole song!
Maybe you're right. From now on, I'll play the whole song. Everything. Every single note.
It's 8 past the hour, Pee-wee!
8 past the hour? Ooh! Time for news, weather, and traffic on the 8th!
This just in.
The Statue of Liberty is going on tour!
What?
That's right. Somehow they're moving Lady Liberty from her famous perch in New York Harbor and taking her on a 22-city tour across America. Now that is what I call news. I don't know whether you're interested in the weather, but here it is.
Mild. Gonna be mild. Isn't that wild? Mild?
And now, to traffic. Stay away from the downtown area. Wherever possible, take shortcuts.
Next up, an R&B group who, despite popular opinion, was not named after the refreshing drink orange juice. Instead, they named themselves after famous Cleveland DJ Eddie O.J. and emerged at the forefront of Philadelphia soul with this track. I'd like to dedicate this to my old pal Francis. He was always so nice to me. He invites me to go swim in his indoor pool, and he always has my best interest at heart. Not! Here are the OJs with Backstabbers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we have to listen to this part. My favorite part.
What they do?
Stevie Wonder is probably my single most favorite artist of all time. Part of what I love about him is every song he's ever written or recorded is about love. Anytime I'm running away from a bear, a monster, or a group of angry bikers, I love to think about this next song by Stevie Wonder, Keep On Running!
Some gonna get you, some gonna grab you, some gonna jump out the bushes and grab you. Hold out, on. You run faster. Some gon' grab you. Some gon' jump off the bushes and grab. Some gon' grab you. Oh, if you need this thing, grab you. Yeah. Can you keep on running? Keep on running from my love. Keep on running from my love. Some folks think that you're really, really fine. All you wanna be is just a friend of mine. But I know the man who's gonna break your heart, and you'll be sad real soon. Yeah. Keep on running. Some folks say that you're really, really fine. But all you wanna be is just a friend of mine. But I know
I'm gonna get you in the
hand. Well, soon.
Why do you keep on running, running from my love?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to play the whole song.
Yeah, I was. I mean, I'm going to. I just forgot. I just played two in a row.
Hey, Pee-wee, what's today's secret word?
I don't know, Cherry. Let's ask Conky.
Conky 3000, ready to assist you, Pee-wee.
Hey, Conky, what's today's secret word? Today's secret word is microphone. Now, you all remember what to do whenever anyone says a secret word, right?
Scream!
That's right. For the rest of the day, whenever anyone says a secret word, scream real loud. Ready? Let's try it. Cherry, what's this thing I'm talking into?
You mean the microphone?
My first phone call! Hello? Pee-wee's radio show.
Pee-wee, it's Jack White.
Jack White, Jack White. Just kidding. Jack, hi!
Oh, my goodness. The Jack White?
Who's Jack White?
He's in four of my favorite bands.
How are you?
I'm good, Pee-wee. Really excited about your new show. I think you're going to make a great DJ.
Oh, thank you so much, Jack. We're doing the show right this moment. You're my very first phone call.
Whoa, really? Do I get anything for being the first caller?
A date with me, Jack. This is Cherry.
Are you kidding? I get to have a date with Cherry.
Uh-huh.
I'll call you about that. Pee-wee, I want to give you a few tips, though, while I'm on the line, because I know it can be strange just sitting in a booth in front of a microphone. What was that?
What? Nothing.
Oh, okay. Well, a lot of times I hear DJs that are clearly right up against the microphone. connection or something? Well, I was just saying, technology has improved, and you can just speak normally. You don't even have to think about the microphone. Okay, wait a second. Am I saying the secret word?
Maybe.
Microphone. Yes, I can't believe I said the secret word. And I'm going on a date with Cherry. You made my day, Pee-wee.
Yeah, you're welcome. Listen, Jack, you seem really busy. I'm going to let you let me run. Thanks for the advice about getting too close to the microphone. Bye.
Bye.
I'd like to tell you a little something about me. Me. I love singers you can recognize from the first note. And despite Ray Charles making this next song famous, the Queen of Soul had a way of making anything she sang her own. And on this track, backup vocals are provided by her sisters, Irma and Carolyn. Here she is, the one and only Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, with Come Back Baby.
Keep forgetting to play the whole song, Pee-wee.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fudge. That's right. I have a brain like a sieve. I just forget, that's all. I'll remember next time. I'm human, Globy. Human! Come in. Mrs.
Vaughn!
Hello, everyone. Hi, Pee-wee.
Hi, Miss Yvonne!
Ooh, Miss Yvonne! Miss Yvonne, you look beautiful!
Hey, Miss Yvonne, you look fantastic tonight.
Oh, Miss Yvonne, you look stunning.
How long did it take you to get that hairdo?
4 hours. It's called a page boy flip. It's half page boy, and it's half flip. And the top is a beehive.
Oh, no! I'm allergic to bees!
I just stopped by to say congratulations, Pee-wee, on your radio show.
Oh, thanks, Miss Yvonne. Wow, you sure look beautiful. Are you on your way somewhere?
I am. I'm on the way to the fireman's ball. I love firemen.
Get a little closer to the microphone.
Will there be dancing?
There sure will be. I'm going to do the hookie lao.
Oh, let's see it, Miss Yvonne.
Yay! Go for it!
Oh, wow. Oh. How about a faster pot? Yahoo!
Look at the time.
Oh, I do have to run.
Bye, Miss Yvonne. Have fun at the ball.
Bye, Miss Yvonne.
Bye, Miss Yvonne.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye, Miss Yvonne.
Next up, we're going to hear from an American funk band from Chicago, Illinois. They were previously named Ask Rufus. The band later changed their name to Just Rufus because you didn't need to ask anymore. You just knew. Best known for launching the career of a singer whose name is so fun to say that people say it over and over and over and over. Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan. Here they are with You Got the Love. It's Rufus. Was almost the entire song. Wow! Being a disc jockey sure is making me work up an appetite! I'm hungry.
Hey, Pee-wee! It's snack time!
Perfect! We're going to make Pela!
Ooh, geez!
delicious.
Boy.
Yummy.
I'm afraid I won't like Pela, Pee-wee. What is it?
Pela is a tradition from España.
That's over here.
It usually has seafood and sausage in it.
I think you mean paella, Pee-wee.
Same difference. Potato, potato, Pela, paella.
Paella has ancient roots.
Just kidding, magic screen. Just because I don't know how to pronounce it doesn't mean I don't know how to make it. In fact, I've already started.
What's simmering in that saucepan, Pee-wee?
That's the broth. Smell that saffron. Saffrony. I'm putting some oil in this paella pan. And now, I'll be sauteing the chicken. Prosciutto. And the sausage.
Chorizo.
This is my favorite sausage.
Ow! Batter! My face!
Chorizo and prosciutto? Hiya, Pee-wee.
Randy, please don't touch anything. Randy, no!
What did I do?
Oh, no.
Oh! Randy! Oh! Give me the fire extinguisher! That'll add flavor.
Randy!
Sorry!
Anyway, now, some onion. And I'm going to add the shrimp and paprika. Next, garlic, rice, herbs, peas, and finally, the mussels.
Those mussels are huge.
Why, thank you, Cherry.
I've been working out. How long should I let this stuff simmer for, Clocky?
3 hours.
Wow.
Who's got that kind of time? This is a job for my microwave.
Just set and forget. Wait, what are we making again?
Paella! Paella.
Oh, right!
I must have forgot.
Here's a band from Hialeah, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Fact, not many bands from Hialeah. Do you know who it is? Can you name one? I'll give you a hint. It was named after the singer's last name and the official nickname of the great state of Florida. Got it yet? No? Okay, here's another hint. The lead singer's last name is Casey, and Florida is the Sunshine State. Still nothing? Hello? You're unbelievable. Casey and the Sunshine Band. Duh. All right, here they are with one of my all-time favorite disco funk songs, which is decidedly not encouraging you to go to bed. Casey and the Sunshine Band with Get Down Tonight!
Thanks.
We've got to hear one more part of this song. What musicians like to call a riff. Listen to this one.
Hello?
Hello. You have been selected to receive a dozen free donuts. To be connected to a live representative and receive your free donuts, please press 1.
Your call is important to us. Please stay on the line.
Mi nombre es Pee-wee Herman.
Well, congratulations on your free donuts, Mr. Herman. Just a few questions, if you don't mind.
Actually, I do mind. May I please speak with your manager?
Sure. I'll forward you.
This is Gary from Gary's Donuts.
Hello, Gary. While I absolutely love donuts, I do take issue with you calling me because I'm on the Do Not Call registry, so I don't get unsolicited calls. Did you know that sometimes businesses that violate that registry can be punished with jail time? Did you know that, Gary?
I understand your frustration, Mr. Herman, and I think I know how this mix-up occurred. At Gary's Donuts, we're very careful with who we call. You signed up with us a week ago. We're an organization of like-minded individuals who share a deep affection for donuts. The Donut Call Registry. You wouldn't be the first person who thought they signed up for the Do Not Call and instead got us. How about we send you 2 dozen free donuts just to make up for this misunderstanding?
Can you make them baker's dozens?
It'd be my pleasure.
Send them to KCRW, care of Pee-wee Herman, and no crawlers.
People who think donuts are one of the classic elements of life would be wrong! The classic elements are earth, wind, fire, and water. However, water was such a terrible musician, he got kicked out when the other three formed a band. Earth, wind, and fire combined R&B, soul, funk, jazz, disco, pop, rock, Latin, and African music all into one amazing sound. Also, this next track marked one of the very first times that people all over the world realized you could cover a Beatles song and make it your own. Here they are. Earth, Wind, and Fire!
Another
for listening to the Pee Wee Herman Radio Hour on KCRW. We're keeping going.
The Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines temptation as the state of being tempted, especially to evil. But if liking this next band is wrong, then I don't want to be right. Known for their choreography, distinct harmonies, and flashy wardrobe, the Temptations were originally two rival groups out of Detroit, Michigan, who combined to produce an amazing sound. Here they are, the Temptations, with I Can't Get Next to You!
Sky blue, I can make it rain whenever I want it to.
Oh, I can build a castle from a single grain of sand.
I can make a ship sail on dry land.
But my life is incomplete and I'm so blue, 'cause I can't get next to you.
Can't get next to you, baby.
So desire.
Guest today is a Spanish-American actress, comedian, and virtuoso flamenco guitarist. She's known for her uninhibited and exuberant personality and her ostensible lack of fluency in English. Oh, and the catchphrase, coochie coochie. Please welcome my friend and fellow artist, my special guest, Charo!
Woo!
Yay! Hola! You owe me a Coke. You know, a lot of people would like to know, is Charo your stage name or is that your given name?
My full name is longer than a serpentine.
Really?
My full name is Maria Rosario Pilar Mercedes Baeza Martínez Molina Gutiérrez de los Perales Santana Romanguera del Hinojo Sarrastén. At your service.
Your passport probably has to fold out, right? So, do you have brothers and sisters, right?
I have my sister, Carmen, that she loves you. More question?
Yes. What would you have wanted to be if you didn't become a famous guitarist? Is there something else you might have been?
Oh, yeah. I was in a Catholic convent. I was nun in the morning, nun in the afternoon, nun in the evening.
I can't picture you as a nun, really.
No, yeah.
It's hard.
Oh, yeah. Can I talk?
I don't know. Can you?
Are you impressed with my English? It's very good.
Oh, absolutely. I didn't realize you were even speaking English. You know, when I first met you, I had a lot of trouble understanding you. Now, I only have a medium amount of trouble understanding.
Aloha.
Yeah, many people don't really know. In fact, you don't even really know that we met originally in Hawaii at your restaurant many, many years ago. I walked into your restaurant because I was such a huge Charo fan.
Wow.
And your restaurant was in such a beautiful place in Hawaii. I couldn't believe it, on Kauai at the
Thank
very,
you.
Very end, just before you get to the part you can only get to by helicopter, exactly. The Nepali coast, there's your restaurant, big sign Charos. I'm like, oh, my God, I got to go in and meet you. And I met your sister, Carmen, and she said, yes, Charos, right here. And you came out, and we were so nice to me, and you said hello and everything.
I love that story. Let me tell you what I'm doing lately.
Okay? Oh, yeah.
My latest adventure, and I'm an honor to introduce it to you, is fantastico. The day at Capitol Studio, when I finish, I cry because I will never, ever do something better than that. I learned guitar with the gypsies.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother loved gypsy, so we became family.
Let's listen to it right now. Everybody, here is Charo playing fantastico. Just kidding, Char. I forgot! Fantastico!
Gracias, 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 gracias.
Just wonderful, Charo.
Thank you, Cherry.
That was amazing.
Cherry, Charo, Charo, Cherry, Cherry, Charo, Cherry, Cherry. Oh, the paella is ready! Guess what our snack was? Guess.
Who?
Paella! Charo, try a little bite. Taste a little bit. The paella has only been cooking for 12 minutes in the microwave instead of 3 hours.
No, Pee-wee. You killed the paella, Pee-wee.
It smells okay, but it tastes terrible.
I don't feel so good.
Next up, a group that started out as a gospel trio and expanded into what we now know as the Isley Brothers. Feeling like they were pigeonholed as a second-tier band, the Isley Brothers left the prestigious Motown Records. Then, they recorded the following song as an artistic response to Motown chief Berry Gordy's demanding hold on his artists. And, at the same time, it was about a man telling a woman with whom he was intimate that she could be intimate with whoever she wanted, and he would do the same. Good luck with that. Here they are, the Isley Brothers with It's Your Thing!
It's your thing, do what you wanna do. You wanna do? I can't tell you who to sock it to. If
trip contest.
Oh, that's right, Cocky. Hey, everyone, we have an incredible contest. One lucky caller is going to win a camping trip with me, Pee-wee Herman. For one fabulous weekend, we're going to go exploring, make s'mores, and sleep under the stars. Intense provided by whoever wins. We're going to open the phone lines right now and take the 15th caller. The 15th caller. Whoa, look at this. The switchboard is lighting up. Hello?
Hello? Did I win?
No, you're caller number one. Hello?
Did I win?
Nope, called too soon. Hello?
I can't believe it.
Neither can I. You're caller number three. La 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 la. Ooh. Hello?
I've never won anything.
Well, your streak is still alive. Hello?
Oh, I am so excited.
Because you lost? Hello?
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
I'm caller number seven, aren't I?
Whoa, how did you know that? Hello?
Pee-wee?
That's my name, don't wear it out. Hello?
Is this really happening?
Me hanging up on you? Yes! Hello?
I won!
How do I break this to you? Hello?
Camping with Pee-wee Herman?
Is something you won't be doing. Hello?
Am I caller 15?
No, caller 12. Bye-bye. Hello?
I'm usually so unlucky.
Well, your story checks out. Caller 13. Hello?
Did I win?
You lost. Hello?
Hello?
Congratulations! You are caller 15! Who is calling?
This is Derek Goff.
Well, congratulations, Derek Goff. You are caller number 15, which means you have just won a no-expenses-paid camping trip with me, Pee-wee Herman.
You're kidding me, the Pee-wee Herman?
Why would I make that up? And if I did, wouldn't I pick a way bigger celebrity?
Oh, I freaking love you, Pee-wee. Dang, this is so exciting. I haven't been camping in years.
Well, we are going to have such a lovely time. This it's going to be really fun, Derek.
Penitentiary. All calls are recorded.
What was that?
Sorry, that thing plays on all our calls. I'm in lockup right now.
Oh, well, I'm only free to do the camping trip next weekend. And if you're in prison, well, I guess it just won't work out.
No, it will. I'm out in 2 days. How about that? After 9 years, and I'm going camping with you.
If you don't mind my asking, what are you in prison for?
Armed robbery, breaking and entering, kidnapping.
This call is from a federal penitentiary. All calls are recorded.
But listen, when I tell you my real name, Pee-wee, you can look me up and read all about me. I'm super excited I'll be spending my very first night out of the joint with someone I think is so cute.
Well, let's get to our next song, shall we? Sly and the Family Stone. My very first stage production, many of you may remember, many years ago, included a musical salute to Mr. Sly Stone. That's how much I like him. Also, he created the R sound. And now, Sly and the Family Stone with Dance to the Music!
Dance to the music.
has some bottom, so that the dancer just won't hide.
Part coming up.
Listen to the voices.
Everybody. I did it! I played an entire song. Well, good for me!
Boy, being a disc jockey is really hard. Way harder than I ever imagined.
I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you'll come back next time for my very next show. Please, I'm begging you. We'll be tackling music that contains percussion. The Pee Wee Herman Radio Hour was produced by Maximum Fun for KCRW. Our producer is Julia Smith, and our executive producer is Jesse Thorne. The show was recorded and edited by Adam Dibert, Peter Mack, Casey O'Brien, Philip Richards, and Dave Shumka. Our performers were Josh Myers, Allison Mork, and Lynn Marie Stewart. Plus me, Pee-wee Herman. Written by Josh Myers and Paul Rubens. I'd like to thank my guests Charo and Jack White, with special thanks to Khalid Molim, and extra special thanks to Gary Scott, Nick White, and Jennifer Farrell at KCRW. And thank you, my listeners. Thanks for listening. It's the very least you could do. Goodbye. Bye-bye. Bye!